General Services Administration is proposing a new rule to make vendors give them contract transaction data. Some contractors don't like the idea because they claim they already give that information in other ways and other formats. Barbara Konoski is president of Center Consulting and on the board of directors of the Professional Services Council, my next guest on Industry Chatter, and taking some reaction to this proposed rule from the vendor community. Barbara, thanks for being on. It's great to talk to you again. How what are people thinking about this? What are they saying about this, and why do they not care for this so much?
Well, it's also part of the whole GSA move towards category management, which is known by the other euphemism, downward death spiral, in that this is a move to drop pricing, reduce prices, and in effect, compete against yourself.
How is it competing against oneself?
Well, you have to disclose all your data now for any GSA-related or GSA-awarded contract. Well, you don't have to do it now, but if GSA has its way with this proposed rule, you're going to be reporting all your pricing on any GSA-related vehicle, which includes GWAX schedules, IDIQ contracts. And it's a look at who's paying what for what. So any time during this process in the proposed rule, GSA can ask you for a price reduction.
And if the companies have the option, if they choose to not offer that price reduction, right?
Oh, au contraire. GSA is going to be able to request a price reduction and get one at any time. You can also, assuming you're not underwater already with price reductions, offer GSA a price reduction at any time, which you can do now if you so choose.
How is it that they will be able to force companies to cut prices instead of backing out of deals? Because that's essentially, it sounds to me, like that would be changing the rules in the middle of the game.
You got that right. Well, GSA is saying that this is going to save them tens of millions of dollars by being able to analyze contractor data and analyze other data. It's called horizontal pricing, which I'm sure you're familiar with, instead of the vertical pricing model where you're basically submitting your own commercial data and commercial sales practices to GSA, where now they're comparing you against not only yourself of how many times you've sold this widget or labor hour at different prices, but they're also comparing you with the guy who's working in the garage, who has no overhead, no receptionist, no accountant, is doing all his own, I call him a self-performer, is bidding, performing, and invoicing, and has no overhead. So I think this data is really a meaningless comparison.
How are companies already collecting this information and submitting it to GSA, Barbara?
Well, you have to submit certain data when you first get a schedule and when you renew a schedule. You have to submit a CSP. And then you also have a price reduction clause that you have to comply with in that you have a tracking customer. So you're already negotiating your best commercial price with GSA, and then you have to give them price reductions in according with your tracking customer or categories of customers. So schedules were started as a convenient way for the government to buy commercial items. I don't know of any place in the commercial marketplace where you go somewhere and they're comparing every item you've sold at every price and then comparing you with every competitor who's ever sold that item and then driving the price down farther.
Barbara Konoski is president of Center Law and Consulting. One of the pieces of pushback I've heard about this is the vendors refer to it as a burden on reporting this information. There's a discrepancy between the amount of time that GSA thinks it'll take to collect the information and some of the vendor groups think it will take to collect the information.
Well, Francis, I don't know if you've ever heard the stories about SAM, about companies that were trying to enter the data.
Yes.
And the new and improved version? Right. Well, GSA has estimated that it will only take 6 hours to set up to comply with this rule, okay, which is fine, but they don't even know what kind of a site they're going to use. They have no website yet ready. There's no description of how this is going to work. But anyway, be that as it may, it's going to take 6 hours. then you're going to accumulate all this data on what you've sold, who you've sold it to, what price you've sold it to, the quantities, and there's a whole number of elements that they want to get. And it's only going to take 31 minutes each month. Period. That's the estimate.
How does that sync up with what your customers and clients and colleagues are telling you?
Well, maybe 31 hours, but certainly not 31 minutes. I don't know, and certainly since I'm a lawyer, lawyers never can do anything in 31 minutes, you know that. But I don't know, maybe the data entry alone, I seriously doubt that, but that's not even adding in the time that it takes to get all the data. So I don't know how you could possibly get all the data with a company that's got a lot of transactions going on and enter it in 31 minutes each month.
I suspect that you will be present at the public meeting on the proposed rule. That's happening in about 2 weeks, April 17th.
April 17th, right. You can be there live or by a video conference. Absolutely going to attend. I'm sure there's going to be a whole a posse of angry contractors there, too.
I'm sure that you won't be able to get your pitchforks through security at the GSA, Barbara.
Darn,
but,
you're kidding me.
Well, sorry about and, you know, the torches probably won't get through either. But what do you expect beyond the things that we've talked about to be the focus of the comments at the public meeting?
Well, I think contractors have long been unhappy about all the disclosures that are required, the multiple CSPs, which no one seems to be getting right. On a GSA audit report, I think it was something like 70% of contractors were not getting CSP disclosures right. So under the proposed rule, GSA can also request updated CSPs at any time. What they really need to do is get a more meaningful redo of the price reductions clause and the CSP requirement.
Barbara, I appreciate your insight on this. This is certainly something to keep an eye on. What else should we know about this?
Well, you pretty much covered it. But I will say GSA is saying that it takes, you know, by reducing some of the compliance under the price reductions clause, it's going to reduce the burden on contractors. Well, I will tell you, though, that preparing a CSP requires much more time and effort than complying with the price reductions clause. So that is reversed.
Do we have a sense if there's some kind of solution that would achieve the goals that GSA wants to achieve in a way that would be a different level of effort required on the contractors? Or are the two goals kind of counterproductive?
Well, I would say eliminate the price reduction clause, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
As GSA moves more and more into looking at this pricing, this category management, this horizontal pricing analysis, I see more and more of this coming down the pike. And right now, this only applies to GSA. But the government has, for a long time, wanted to get their hands on contractor data of where they're selling similar items to other agencies at different prices. So I think this is just one small step down that path.